Hello, this is Pastor Deborah again, and welcome again to another episode of the Kingdom of Darkness, Spiritual Babylon. This is going to be episode number 36. We've been working through a big book I wrote years ago after much study about Satan and his kingdom of darkness called Spiritual Babylon. We are picking up again and continuing to learn more about him and his kingdom. You cannot help humanity or nature and understand religious books and prayers and things that are going on in the world, the people, nature, animals, until you understand there is a kingdom of darkness, Spiritual Babylon, here on planet Earth, in the second heaven. And many of their soldiers, their people, roam freely around the earth. They come into nature, into people, into animals, and they work the evil, wicked deeds of their leader, Satan, who is the adversary, spiritual adversary, of God, the great creator, the architect and designer of all that is, and the father and mother of agape love and of the kingdom of heaven in the third heaven. So here in this episode, number 36, our question that we are continuing to work through is, how did Satan's kingdom of darkness that began in his heart begin on the earth? And we have been working through many pages, and this is now episode number 36. Well, first I want to open up with prayer, then get into the teaching. Dear God of creation, the God of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of righteousness, joy, peace, agape love, forgiveness, salvation, rebirth, and the kingdom that is eternal. We thank you for your teachings, being our helper, our professor, our master teacher, to help us under things we help us to understand things we cannot see with our natural physical eyes or sense with our five senses. But it is before us, and we have to see with our spiritual eyes, through the discerning of spirits, maybe through dreams, through visions, through direct contact. But help us to understand the kingdom of darkness on earth, spiritual Babylon, and its king, Satan, your adversary and ours. So we thank you for being our master teacher as you teach us here in this episode of the Kingdom of Darkness, Spiritual Babylon, and help us to understand, how did Satan's kingdom of darkness begin on earth? Thank you and amen. All right, we're going to pick up. We were talking a lot, so you go back and look at all the episodes and you'll understand. We're getting there when we're trying to understand something we can't see with our natural eyes. And most of you, probably 99.999% of you, have never studied Satan, the kingdom of darkness. Some of you don't even believe he's real or that he's here. He's just that red devil that we get dressed up at on Halloween. Oh, most of us kind of believe in witchcraft, and we believe in energies, and we believe in other beings from other planets. But most of us don't really know and believe the truth about Satan and his kingdom of darkness called Spiritual Babylon. So it's good that you're wanting to know about this kingdom, for you have been and are still probably living in it to this day and serving the king of the kingdom of darkness without even knowing it. maybe through your five senses, maybe through trauma, abuse, and torture, maybe willingly through witchcraft and through psychic phenomena. Some of you know that you're doing it, some of you don't. But let's keep learning about this kingdom. God tells us, the God of the kingdom of heaven, tells us that when Lucifer, that was his name originally, which meant sun, and the word sun means offspring of the morning, which meant the offspring, the son of the first age of the kingdom of heaven, that he was cast down, he fell from heaven, and he was cut down to the earth, to the ground. And when that happened, because his heart had become evil, and he wanted to be king, and he mounted a coup, so to speak, a rebellion. He was a rebellious spirit. He wasn't like that when he was born, created. He was beautiful and majestic. He was one of the three archangels with Michael and Gabriel. Well, things happened when this Satan got cast down as lightning to the earth. He did weaken the nations. The earth trembled. Kingdoms shook. The spiritual world was made of wilderness. The cities were destroyed. Terror was now in the spiritual world. And God wants us to know exactly what happened in the heart of Lucifer that made his heart become the kingdom of darkness. By you seeing this transformation of Lucifer's heart to Satan, the adversary of God, you will see and understand the land of the heart called the kingdom of darkness. We're going to help ourselves by looking at the meanings of some words. I've always had the Webster's Dictionary and the Strong Concordance with me to help me understand maybe just one word. So we're going to look at what we just heard happened, and we are going to look at the words. The word weakened, W-E-A-K-E-N-E-D, the nations. The word weaken means to overthrow, to decay, waste away. The word nations means, I know this seems silly, looking up each word, because we are pretty smart and we think we know. But this is how God helped me to understand. When I read the Bible or the Quran or Buddhist text, any other religious book, or when I did my prayers, I had to understand words. The word nations means people, Gentiles, the middle. The word earth, E-A-R-T-H, trembled. Earth means to be firm, a land, a country, field, ground, nations, way, wilderness, world. Some people would call this amplifying the Bible. And there are Bibles that are called amplified Bibles. But let's keep going. The word trembled means quiver with a violent emotion such as anger or fear. Be afraid. Stand in awe. Disquiet. Fall out. Fret. Move. Provoke. Quake. Rage. Shake. Trouble. Be angry. The word kingdom means to reign, to ascend to the throne, induct into royalty, to take counsel, to set up a king, to set up a queen, to rule, to have dominion, the estate, the country, the realm, the king's reign, royal. Did shake means to undulate through fear. Undulate means having a wavy surface, edge, or marking. To form or move in waves, fluctuate. To rise and fall in volumes, pitch, or cadence. To present a wavy appearance. To spring as a locus, that means jump. Make afraid, remove, quake, to make tremble. Now let's hear what happens so you can understand the kingdom of darkness and where it is today. You might say to yourself, I know where it is. It's in this world. But what do you mean, little one? This world. Well, you know, out here. When I wrote this book, I was having a conversation with a young man. And when you hear me talk like that, that's what we said. So I wrote it down for you to hear. Oh, you know what I mean, living on earth, in the world of the kingdom of darkness, right? Yes. Well, just read and listen, little one, and hear what the voice of the living God says is the kingdom of darkness. We need to hear what our master teacher says is the true kingdom of darkness. Lucifer, remember, means son of the morning, son of the first age, the offspring. He was not God's son. Lucifer said some things, had some thoughts, just like you think in your own heart, your mind. Lucifer had become an adversary of God in his heart. Lucifer had become Satan. He hadn't even said a word to God. The heart of Lucifer, where God was Lord. Lucifer became Lord. The heart of Lucifer was the seat of the throne of God. Lucifer dethroned God in his own heart and put himself there. The heart was the center of Lucifer, where God resided, where God's light came through him out to others. The heart, the most interior of Lucifer. The heart, the place where God was the Lord. The heart, the place where Lucifer served the Lord. The heart, the place where Lucifer and the Lord were one. The heart, the place of submission and humility. The heart, the place of intent and thoughts. The heart, the place of the will. God's place of dominion, the heart of Lucifer, God's creation, had looked at himself, saw all of his beauty. His beauty lifted himself up in pride. His wisdom became corrupted by reason of his beauty. Don't you ever look like Lucifer did at yourself and what you do, your designs, your visions, what you create, because you're running into the risk of becoming an adversary of God yourself if you are already not one. It can happen to any of us, and it has happened to most of us. When Lucifer's heart was lifted up in pride, he defiled his sanctuaries because of the multitude of his iniquities, his sins, because of the iniquity of his traffic. He spoke to others. He spoke out. He radiated what he wanted, his glory, and he began to sell it, merchandise it, speak it out to others. The heart of Lucifer had become a place of high treason towards God, the king of the kingdom of the heart, and the place where the Lord of creation had lived. God no longer had dominion in Lucifer's heart. God had been dethroned, and Lucifer became the Lord and King of his own heart. The kingdom of God in the heart of Lucifer was now a desert. Nourishment and water no longer flowed into the heart of Lucifer. His heart was now a waterless place. Therefore, Lucifer himself and all that he had been given by God had been alienated from God. Because Lucifer had become blind in his heart, he became ignorant. His understanding became darkened. Because of the pride in his heart, he had now alienated his heart from the life of God. Then, due to his understanding being darkened, Lucifer became numb, unfeeling, uncaring, gave his heart and self over to lasciviousness, pride, arrogancy. Lucifer had now given himself over to vices, evil, uncleanness, wantonness, greed, pride, lust. I've got a big book all about lust, hoping to get to it when I finish this book of the Kingdom of Darkness. His ways were no longer perfect. His ways all became greedy. He cared for no one. He wanted something. He wanted it for himself. He did evil to get what he wanted, all because of pride in his heart. Inside of Lucifer's heart, he had become prideful. He saw himself and his beauty, and he said, "I am the greatest. I am so wonderful. I need to be the God of the kingdom of heaven. I'm a God myself, not just a servant of this king." Lucifer, who was now Satan, the adversary of God, he dethroned God in his heart, and he crowned himself. Have you done that? Have you crowned yourself? Or your culture, your religion, your traditions, your ancestors, your politicians, your government? Have you crowned them as king of your heart? And have you crowned yourself? Lucifer's heart committed high treason against the Lord, his creator, his owner, his master, his king. He became ruled by his behaviors, his thoughts, his wants, his greed, his lust of his heart. And he was able to affect others. He affected one-third all the angels in heaven through his words, his deeds, his actions. And when he got cast down, one-third of them fell with him. And they are here on planet Earth with us. Lucifer's heart had a new king, and he had built a new kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, ignorance, blindness, pride, greed, lust. Lucifer's pride lifted Lucifer up to be the king. Lucifer's pride desired to have a kingdom for this new king. Lucifer's pride needed to crown himself and place himself on the throne of his own heart. Lucifer, the new king and lord, needed subjects that would worship him and serve him. And one-third of the angels became that. They all fell together like lightning to the earth, and they are here with us now. And we'll pick up in the next episode of the Kingdom of Darkness, Spiritual Babylon, and we'll hear a little bit more about this king of the Kingdom of Darkness and what happened next. So you be encouraged. I don't like to put too much on you at one time. This is a pretty long one. So you be encouraged. You keep studying. You stay under master teachers. There's many people out there. You read. Look at ancient history. Satan's been around. Evil, wickedness, witchcraft, demonic spirits. They're all in our ancient history of humanity. back in every nation. Even back in the early empires, way back into Egypt, they knew about demonic spirits in the afterlife. They knew about a God. They believed they were the Son of God. Gods and us have always been connected. Maybe you're not looking or studying. So I'll see you next time on the next episode. And this is Pastor Deborah of the Agape Love Ministries and the Hidden Kingdoms channel here on YouTube. Don't forget there are podcasts, and we're also on YouTube Shorts at Pastor Deborah Schlake, and we're on YouTube Music with the podcast. I'm not on too much social media, but just a few. So you be encouraged. You still have a lot to learn yet, but we'll get you there slowly, video by video. All right, you take care now, and you go and rewatch, take notes, and read and learn. We need you to learn. We need you to understand and grow up. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.